Hey, I want to welcome everyone to the Weight Loss Coach Podcast, episode number 18. And today I've got some, some good information that I feel like in order for it to really be effective, you're going to have to really go down that rabbit hole of separating yourself and really thinking about this. It's going to be a tough one, okay? But I want it to be. I want it to make your head hurt a little bit, okay? So what we do in regards to, let's just talk about, one specific thing, which is what this podcast is about, and that's weight loss, right? This can go with a lot of things we do in our life, but I'm going to use this. We struggle to lose weight, okay? And a lot of you have been doing it for years and years and years, and you're well into your 40s and 50s, and still, we're struggling there. And what I feel like we do is throughout the process, we kind of have an idea of what we can do, okay? And some of us may achieve that in weight loss, looking better, feeling better, getting stronger, all the things that, I coach about, not just the loss itself, but done the right way. But we have a vision of how far we can actually achieve and how far we can go. And anything past that, we are brought up to actually say, well, that's a little far-fetched. And, I can't really see that. I can't really, see past, this. That's just a little out there a little bit. Okay, there's all kind of phrases. And let me tell you where I really, truly believe this comes from. Children, my seven-year-old right now, they could build a cardboard spaceship and think they can fly to the moon, okay? There's no filter there, right? They're children. They've got the imagination, and they are free to really see, their potential and what they feel like they can do. But as they get older, what happens is typically, let's say you're in a classroom and, Johnny's back there and he's, thinking about drawing spaceships, and the teacher's like, listen, I need you to come down to Earth. I need you to, get into the real world, because this stuff is what matters. So after repetition of being told, quit daydreaming, quit thinking about that stuff. Come on, I need you in the real world. It's time for you to, get into reality. It's time for you to, all those things we hear. And I think you get the point in now that. Well, now we're at a place where we limit ourselves on how far we will take that perspective of, going past a certain limit. Some people call it putting a ceiling. There's a ceiling there and how far up you can go up the ladder. It could be with corporate or whatever like that. I'm talking about how far you think you could go and be, that's realistic. But anything past that, that'd be nice. I don't see it happening. I can't even see that far down the road yet. And I get that. Okay. So what I like to do, it with myself. What I like to do is, what if you had the opportunity, and I always think about when I die one day, I want to go sit next to God. And I would sit there and go, hey, can I ask you a question? He's like, sure. What's up, Trav? And I'm like, I really feel like I was a little bit, able to look past the norm of what I was capable of achieving. So I really feel like I did good, and I think I went a little bit past what most people would believe they could achieve because, I coached this. And so with that being said, God, you're God. You have no filters, insecurities, or limitations on anything, but you also know what's real and what can happen. Can you show me how far my potential was that I didn't achieve? And I'm thinking I'm going to be pretty close, right? And he's like, shows this up on the screen. I'm sitting there like, you're kidding me. You mean I could have achieved that? He's like, 100%. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even get close. He said, yes, because you wouldn't allow yourself to go any further. You only went so far as to what you could see possibly happening in the real world, the actual, physical part of it. Anything past that, it's kind of blurry and it's like too far-fetched. And we're not going to go there because we can't see it, right? So I'm sitting here going, man, can I try this again? Nope, too late. With that being said, I've come to a new reality that I really want to, dream, if you want to call it, or visualize big. And because that is the problem. And I would say, if I was speaking for God, I'd say, hey, what's the problem? You're always in your own way. And we've heard that before, right? I always get very questionable, I'll say the word, when I'm in groups and people are like, well, I'm just getting in my own way. What does that mean? What do you mean, Travis? No, you say you're getting in your own way. What does it mean? What does it mean you're getting in your own way? We need to go deeper as to what is it that you mean by that. That's a cool buzzword. I'm getting in my way. Get out of your own way. You're stopping yourself. Yes, we all understand that. But what is it so we can consciously, logically, with this little 4% consciousness, wrap our mind around it enough to say, okay, this is what it is. And I truly believe that we have to step outside of ourselves and our limitations and our fears and all those things to be able to see what our potential is in weight loss and getting healthier and being strong and doing things you never thought possible with this body, once you get down that road. But that word I just used is one of the biggest reasons, and that's fear. Fear of what? Fear of failing, fear of not ever achieving it and being disappointed in it. And see, we're programmed that way because you were taught not to go too far outside the boundaries of reality. You need to be, come down to earth, Travis. All right, come down to, planet Earth. Travis, come down. All those things you hear as a child. And we hear that in the classroom a lot. And I kind of get it. You got a kid or kids all kind of talking about stuff that, is like way out there. And then you got to bring it in the realm to teach what you got to teach. My point is this, though. We are conditioned to think that, and we have to, if we want to, really achieve our full potential of what I call God's 10X vision for yourself, okay? And 10X vision, or 10X, that was created, that buzzword was created years ago by Grant Cardone, big-time real estate guy. Hey, he's 10X it, And I asked some people when I'm coaching, do you know what 10X means? And they're like, what do you mean? 10 times the potential that you thought possible. So, if I thought this, 10X it. So just clarification on what I'm talking about there in case you didn't know. So in order to start setting up the idea of what I think God's 10X vision is for me, like I sat down, he showed me, I'm like blown away. I know it's hard for us to, speak for the man himself, right? But I need you to start stepping aside and just think if he was speaking for you, how you would answer that question in regards to, what is my 10X vision? What is your 10X vision for me, God? And he tells you. And I would encourage you to do a 5-minute exercise, time yourself, just to write down what you feel like he would say. Now, I understand we're all a little cringy about, speaking for God here. I get it, okay? I don't feel like this is, sacrilegious or wrong, because I'm trying to get you to unleash that holdback of fear, which God doesn't have, or that limitation, which God doesn't have, or that ability to achieve, which God doesn't have, for you to go out there. And here's the deal. If you can write that down, and the only way this works is if you actually spend 5 minutes writing it down and really getting into it, okay? Because you're going to get something out of this, okay? My coaching clients get a lot out of this. You're going to get a lot out of this, like, wow, okay. Because then you can put that out there and you can, I don't want to say put the blame, but you can say, that's from God, not from me. But we do understand his limitations are none, and it has to be beyond what I think I can do. Okay, that's where we get really into the mind here, right? You got to say what you have always said you thought was safe and was achievable and you wouldn't fail and you possibly could, so you played it safe there. Then you have to go beyond that if you're going to be talking for God. And so that's when you write that down, you go out there. And let me put this in a real big perspective here that, do not focus on 10 more pounds, okay? You can write that if you want is one thing, but I need you to go bigger than this, okay? Like, what are you going to do? We had an episode on what are you going to do with that body? You need to go out there like, well, if I was, that 10X vision that God has for me, I could really be doing this, and I could do that and this, that, and the other. And, there's all kind of stuff you can come up with. Write that stuff down. What you're doing is writing his 10X vision for you so you can go past your human lack of ability to allow yourself to achieve at your full potential, okay? And again, we're designed not to go too far because we fear failure and how that's going to feel. And I can't see it. But let me give you a little explanation here on how this works. Once you write down God's 10X vision for yourself and you put it on paper, you can see your ability to get from A to Z with your own capabilities, right? We've just talked about that. I know kind of, I could do this. It's safe, okay? Past that's a blur. I understand. I can't see past that. I understand. You can't see it because you're so far here. But do understand, as you start going towards that step by step, you're getting closer to what you wrote down, which is God's 10X vision for yourself. And as we know, as we get closer, the vision of whatever it is starts to become clearer. You start seeing it. It's kind of like if you're driving. I'm just trying to think up something here. And you see way off the distance somewhere, wherever they are, a little bitty mountain. Okay? You're like, eh, it's kind of, you see there's clouds around it, but you kind of see the outline, but really not. What happens is you drive your car. You get closer and closer and closer. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until you're up on the mountain. And then you see it. But, you know, 100 miles back, you could barely see there was mountains there. And there's a lot of clouds around it. And you know, I can't really see what that is. Same thing. As I drive closer to what I think my potential is, but going towards God's 10X vision, it becomes clear. And all of a sudden, one day you're like, I can do that. I'm really within range here. And this is a cool thing, because if you can get that kind of mentality down, you can achieve that. You can get closer. Or let's just say you didn't achieve God's 10X vision. You know what then? You went past what you thought you could achieve. That's the cool thing. So if this is as far as you could go, and you put out there, really did the work. I mean, I'm talking really write it down, put in the time to put God's 10X vision out there, and don't look at it and critique it like, that's funny. Well, I'm just writing down because, you know, I'm supposed to be talking for God. You can't look at it that way. It doesn't seem real at the moment, and I understand that. And that's when you're writing down, like I said, not just a number for the scale. It doesn't work that way. What you'd be doing in that body, in that weight loss, in that whole thing. Well, when you're writing that down, as you start getting closer, it becomes more and more visible. But if you didn't achieve it, the worst thing that could happen is you went past your own idea of what you could achieve. So here's where you are, and you went past it. And let's say you stopped right in between what you thought you could do and God's 10X vision. That's a win. I've got clients that tell me, I never thought I would be where I am today coaching with you. And never thought I'd be in this weight loss, these clothes, doing these things, doing this, that, and the other. And they're like, I did, you know, I went way past what my expectations were when I started coaching with you, Travis. And I hear it all the time. So that's what I'm wanting for you. So here's where to go secondly. Here's where we're gonna go with this. Once you get that vision and it's crystal clear, I mean, you gotta work this now. And I'm not gonna be there to coach you through it, but you can do this. Put a 5-minute timer on and just write, get that vision going. And you can add to it, man. If you really want to get into it, you write it down, come back later, add to it. I mean, really get into that vision. But once you feel like you've got that down, here's the next question I want you to ask yourself, and you need to spend 5 minutes on this also. What are you not doing to make this happen? You're getting ready to create your own blueprint. Well, there's God's 10X vision. I can't see it. It's foggy. It's off in the distance. It's not crystal clear. But what am I not doing to make this happen in regards to getting closer so one day I can see it? But you've got to ask yourself, what am I not doing to start moving in that direction so I get close enough and then all of a sudden the clouds aren't there and I can see the big mountains? Oh, wow. I did not see them 100 miles back. They were completely, barely something was there, but I didn't know what it was, right? So you have to ask yourself and spend a minute, what am I not doing? This is your blueprint. What are you not doing? Now, notice I flipped that around. I didn't say, okay, write down the steps, 1 through 10, what you need to do to achieve that. See, that doesn't work on people, okay? That kind of psychology is old. It's outdated. These are the steps I need to do, blah, blah, blah. And typically, kind of like I just, you know, right now I'm getting ready to launch a program, you know, 8 weeks to fit and free. And it's about getting rid of the old mentality of what the weight loss industry tells you, and that's eat this, work out, lose weight. We all know that works. Everyone's works. There's no doubt in that. It's not sustainable and doesn't keep you going towards that 10X vision. It takes you out so far, and it slingshots you back, okay, because it's deeper than that. So instead of saying, I need to do dot, 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 what am I not doing? What am I not doing, okay? And then in order to meet that 10X vision, hear this part. So I ask you what you're not doing. That's called mechanics. That's called, I'm not, you know, mechanically, I'm not, you know, eating right portions. I'm not exercising consistently. I'm not grocery shopping. I'm not getting my food together. I mean, those are mechanics. And I want you to understand that's what I mean by what are you not doing. Shifting into, in order to meet that 10X vision, who do you need to become? See, that's cool stuff. And you got to entertain that. It's like, who do I need to become? Well, what do you mean, Travis? What do you mean, who do I need to become? Here's what I mean. I use this for an example. I've got a friend, and she's a nurse practitioner. And when she first started being a nurse practitioner, she did the mechanics of a nurse practitioner. And I'm making this up because I do not know all the stuff they do, right? Blood pressure, check your temperature, giving shots, looking at charts. She was doing the mechanics of it. 15 years down the road, she is now by identity become a nurse practitioner. She is melded into that identity. She is a nurse practitioner. Bedside manners, reading the room, knowing what, who's more this, that, need. She, it's a whole ball game of identity. She became it, morphed into the nurse practitioner who does do the mechanics, but also by identity became one. And again, it's going to make your head hurt. If there's something you want to really happen, you got to think about that. Who do I need to become in order to meet God's 10X vision he has for me? You can't just keep going through the mechanics of, I'm going to do that diet, I'm going to do that. All you're doing is being who you are, which is not a bad thing, and you're doing things other people tell you to do. There's no connection there. You're here as who you are, and guess what? Think about this. This is parenting. I'm Travis Garza, but I am by identify as a father. Okay, like that. Who do I have to become? I had to become a dad. Not just doing dad stuff. I had to become that. I became a dad, you know, after really, you know, mentally, purposely wanting to be that, right? It's the same thing. So you are these things already. Now we got to quit working on this doing the things that people do to lose weight. We've got to become that person. And what is that? You know, who do you need to become? And you need to spend 5 minutes writing that out. This is hard stuff. This is hard stuff. I'm not going to act like it is. It's easy. New stuff for you to ask yourself. Wow, that's, I don't even know how to. If you'll just start writing, the subconscious will start helping you. But you got to just give in and quit thinking about exactly what you're going to write, because it doesn't work that way. These exercises, you just start writing stuff, and then I tell my clients all the time, if you get a block, like I don't know what to write, write the word blah, blah, blah. Just keep writing. I know it's silly, but there's books on that, that blah, 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 as long as you write blah, 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 all of a sudden the subconscious start throwing new stuff out. I don't have a rhyme or reason why it works. It works though. Use it. So in order to meet that 10X vision, who do you need to become? So I want you to take this stuff, put it into play, and see what you can come up with that has you looking at it from a whole new perspective, because you just can't keep doing what you've been trained for years and years. I don't even say trained. It's indoctrination. It's like a religion. To eat this, work out, lose weight. Okay, that's just what everyone does because everyone was told that's how it is, and you were told to limit yourself on how far you think you can progress or achieve because you need to come back to reality and live in the real world. It's time to grow up and live in the real world is what we're always told. Well, now we're doing it. And we can't even see too far of what an amazing life we can have if we can just move that out of the way and don't get upset because you can't quite see the mountain and the clouds are there. But do understand as you keep moving towards that, you start seeing the actual mountain itself till one day it's right there in front of you. And that would be you achieving way beyond what you thought was possible. So, hey, gang, hope this is good information for you. Please, please, please share this with as many people as you can to help our podcast grow. And you guys have an amazing week, and I'll be talking to you next week.